Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 38 of GDN, the podcast. Yeah, we're back. And this is the biggest podcast, I think, in history.
This is the most people
on one podcast. Yeah, there's currently five people in the room. If one of them decides not that they don't speak, but they probably will speak over the course of the next, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour. Anyway, I'm joined by Daniela. Say hi.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Stop talking. We have other guests. Okay,
guys, no, because the people like hearing me speak, so don't even hush me.
I guess.
But anyway, I am back, guys, and I know you guys missed me, so I am back for the long-awaited Christmas episode.
It's New Year's episode.
This
will drop on Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably have another episode. And then I'm also joined by Grace.
Hi.
Oh my God! You need to explain yourself to the people. Who are you?
Explain myself. What information do they need to know?
Who are you, like?
Who am I?
Who are you? How do you describe yourself? Okay, wow, that's got amazing.
Guys, the pressure got to her.
The pressure is getting worse.
Seconds, so
all right.
You did not tell me. Okay. I had to prepare this.
Hey. Okay, now.
She's very stressed. Let's just give her
Let her build into the podcast. Yeah, let her grow into it. Well, I'm also joined by Elizabeth.
We see. My name is Elizabeth, and girls around go, oh, my job.
This is not real. And then Deanna's also in the room, but she doesn't want to speak. Because she's like, oh, Deanna's fake on the podcast. Yes. But anyway, this is good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, guys, this is going to be a disclaimer, okay? Because this is going to be a very messy episode because of the people who are in this room.
But you guys like messy episodes.
I guess.
Because it's like, when we do planned episodes,
They don't do as well. Yeah, they don't do as well. That is true. But yeah, also, I've got a bit of a cough. So if I start laughing and then I have the most heinous cough, like, actually don't hold me for that. I mean, they can judge me, but just don't hold me to that, you know? Just don't hold me to that. Anyway, the first topic of conversation, the first real discourse that we're going to get into is the ratio of attractive women to attractive men. Now, let me explain this here, because you saw it with me, innit?
Yeah.
We saw a TikTok, and it was basically saying that there is so much more attractive women than attractive men in the world. So I just want to go around the circle and just ask for your opinion on this. Do you believe that there is more attractive women than attractive men in the world? And if so, why?
I will talk first. And I... Guys, I believe that statement to an extent, because I think that guys are just way more picky. Girls will just go, like, obviously girls won't go for anything, but it's like we care more about personality. Guys will be like, oh, what about what my friends are going to think, or how I look with the girl and stuff. Like, if a girl's kind of ugly, they won't really, like, or they'll go for her, but will the relationship last long? Will they be seen sociably as leng? No, because, like, there's just not as much as, oh, I just scratched my piercing because I forgot it was there.
But
I just think that, like, people just don't realise how much more attractive women there are in the world, because they're just... Guys are just so much more pickier than girls. Because girls kind of find everyone leng.
Yeah, but that's a you problem. No. Women need to stop with their obsession with medium ugly, okay? Because that's what you're looking for. That's all you're seeing, okay? There are leng guys that exist.
You guys, okay, because three of the people here are women.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask the two women on the side of me. Are you guys, like, picky with the guys you date? Would you date a medium ugly guy?
I personally don't believe those exist.
Okay,
what, so you don't believe medium ugly men exist?
I feel like for me personally, I'm not a look guy. What? don't laugh at me, please. No, like, honestly, for me personally, I don't notice looks. Like, I feel like...
That's such bullshit.
No. Let me explain.
Okay, go on.
Guys, everybody, let her explain.
Let her explain.
Actually, let me in here if you're going to make fun of me.
No.
I can't help it. Okay?
Go on.
No, because I feel like, for me personally...
She doesn't see. You don't see looks.
Right? No, that's not true at all. But, like, the thing is, I feel like for me personally, I guess you're right. I don't really see looks on strangers. But when it's people I know, I don't really see them as people
ooh.
Whoa. Whoa.
I don't see them as like looks or whatever. I see it more as like personality, and based on their personality, that's who I would decide.
So
like, I feel like someone's personality makes them attractive.
So nobody could ever draw you in by their looks.
Just
so
their looks.
So you wouldn't just look at someone and be like, oh, they look interesting, so let me go speak to them.
No.
How does someone look interesting?
That's what I'd be thinking, like, oh, they look mysterious, so let me go and find out why they look so mysterious. That's what I'd be thinking in my head. So is there nothing in your brain? If you was going to go, I know you wouldn't, or you might.
I wouldn't.
But if you was to go and chat up a boy, would you not think, oh, so there wouldn't be a guy that's caught your eye? A guy has never caught your eye in your life.
Like, you've never, like, no. You've never been walking around on, like, on the street and just been like, oh, damn, that they're beautiful.
Honestly, no.
Oh, wow. My God.
No, guys, let's go to the other side, because I feel like this is one extreme.
Yeah, that's one extreme. Elizabeth.
Extreme?
No, because you're just saying that there's never any beautiful guys. Like, you've never seen them.
I know, that's
like,
not
in your saying. In your eyes, you've never seen a beautiful guy.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying?
No, because, like, if you think of, like, celebrities or whatever, there I guess there's some male attractive celebrities, but it's because, like, they play characters who have nice personalities.
Yeah, you don't actually know them, so that's what makes
exactly.
them...
Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
But, like, the personality they play, like, for example, what's his face? That guy from Vampire Diaries, Damon. Yeah, Damon. When I first watched it, season one, he was, what am I talking about? No, for me personally, I was not into Damon because his personality was just annoying. But then, when it got to season 8, he became attractive.
8?
So she watched 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 8?
Sorry, are you judging me because I watched all 8 seasons of Yes, Vampire Diaries?
Yes.
I stand by that show. No, I don't. I don't think it's a very good show.
All right,
but that's a different conversation.
But no, like, but I do hear what she's saying.
His personality got better, so therefore he looked better. So therefore the actor looked better.
I have to ask. Was you not drawn by his look anyway?
Not at all.
You didn't find him remotely attractive?
Not at all.
Wait, so I know, but that's such cap though, because... Listen. Let me explain this to you, yeah? So you're saying that because his personality was ugly in season one,
yes.
through to season eight, until season eight. Listen, wait, let me just hypothetically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in season eight, he's now developed a personality that you are attracted to.
Yes.
So that's when you realize that he looks good.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Wait, so until someone has a good... good personality, you're blind to their attractiveness?
Basically.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
That's just...
Tell me move on, because I'm sick of you guys laughing.
No, we're not laughing.
It sounds like you're laughing at me.
All right.
So what's going on here?
No.
Okay, I'm going to direct the question to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
now.
Thank you.
I forgot what the question was. I won't lie to you.
Do you think there's more attractive women than attractive men?
Yeah, we're asking you.
Oh my God.
You know,
oh
the whole time
God,
that
I
should
guys.
Be going, ask me.
And now you're now the spotlight is on me.
I'm really nervous. I understand the question.
Bro. Okay, so okay, I'm asking you, okay, what have you ever been attracted to a guy without speaking to him? Has someone ever caught your eye?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so is it easy? And would you date or would you be attracted to a medium ugly guy? Do you know what a medium ugly guy is?
Yeah, because like... I would rather go out with somebody that looks decent than
looks too good for
because
you.
Then that means the other girls don't want to get him.
Yes, that's and I think that's
why
the
is
logic.
Everything
what?
With girls rooted
no,
in insecurity?
No, no, no.
I don't understand.
It is.
You literally say look. So the reason why you wouldn't want the reason why you wouldn't want
that's
an attractive man. Listen, the reason why you wouldn't want an attractive man is because you wouldn't want other
I
girls being.
Let me finish.
Let me finish. The reason why you wouldn't want an exceedingly attractive guy is because you know that other girls would be attracted to him. Yes.
No,
right. No, just say yes. Yes or no.
Okay, but
right,
I feel
right.
Like,
no, wait,
say,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait, wait, wait.
I feel like
oh my
very
God.
Attractive boys are players. Like every attractive.
Yeah, no,
boys,
I can't
I see,
lie.
Them men, they
guys,
love themselves too much.
They have
that
stigma. I also
yeah.
they're very overconfident.
Because
which
they know,
bad,
because they know
bad.
That they're lame, so that
wait,
means
yeah,
they like to play around.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, they have that stigma. I won't say that's true, but it's like obviously you're very overconfident, so you know yourself.
So do you not think that? Do you not think
that
lame girls also have the exact same thing? Do you not think that pretty girls know that they're pretty and they get like it? Because there's only certain girls that will go up to guys like in clubs
yeah.
and use them for drinks. Do you know what I mean? There's only a certain caliber of girls who will go and do that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you can't say, well, you can obviously, but isn't like saying that pretty boys will use their pretty privilege you have to say that pretty girls will also use their pretty privilege. Well, do it in the same way. No, they won't.
I wouldn't even say pretty privilege, but I think that boys have that. If you see a len guy, you're obviously going to think that they're a player.
Why is it obvious?
But it's the same with girls as well. I'm not even saying it because, I don't think I'm bare pretty, but, guys will think that, you're defo, you've defo talked to a bare man because you're pretty. And the same with guys, you've definitely spoke to bare girl, or your BC is probably bare.
Okay, but this is what I'm asking. So if you're going to, now try to talk to someone,
yeah,
right, you've seen someone, now you're talking to them. If your intention with that person is to go into a relationship, right, ideally, in that relationship, obviously you want that person to be loyal, right, correct? Right. So if you are now in a relationship with this person who is attractive, why is it now a problem that they're attractive? Because other women...
No, listen.
Because other women are because Elizabeth said before, you wouldn't want to go out with an attractive guy because other girls would be attracted to him, right? So there's the fear of other people being attracted to your partner. That is going to happen anyway, no matter whether it's a pretty guy or a medium ugly guy.
I think that sometimes, with guys, you can tell... some people, not even guys or girls, some people like the attention that they get off being pretty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They like that. So, what if you've met a person and you've just gone into a relationship and that's not really what you intended, but it's just happened? Obviously, you're going to have in the back of your mind, because they're really good looking, are they ready to give up this attention that they're getting and not reply to anyone? That they're,
That's what the talking stage is for. And that's why you need to... That's why you can only talk to people who are ready for a relationship.
I thought they need to say, does it not, what about the way they speak? Usually the way that someone personality wise, you can tell whether or not they're just an attractive person, or if they know they're attractive and they go look at me, blah, 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 and use all that attention.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, would you not know whether or not you would want to go into a relationship with the guy based on their personality? Because obviously it's not just based on the looks.
Yeah.
It's based on personality as well. So based on the personality, would you not know if someone is a player or not? Because I feel
you're trying to say that you can pretty much tell when someone's
a player. Most of the time you can tell. Yeah. And obviously some people, especially the very attractive men, they're master manipulators, because that's just what they get with I'm sorry.
She's spitting, to be fair.
Manipulators, because they have their attractiveness. And because, obviously, because I feel like we're all pretty much in agreement with this question, there are more attractive women than attractive guys. So when there is an attractive guy, he knows he's attractive. He's had that attention. Obviously, he's going to use that in a way that benefits him and maybe no one else. So, of course, you can sometimes see in the way that a person speaks, you can tell,
Signs
or whatever. Yeah.
But in terms of the question, going back to the question of is there more attractive women than attractive guys? I do think there's more attractive women in general. Yeah. But yes, my answer to the question is yes. However, I do think the numbers and people's perception of how close the gap is hugely skewed by people's use of makeup.
I think that's
a huge, huge benefit that women get. Like, as in, obviously, because women, it's more socially acceptable for women to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Women, when they go outside and when people see them, when girls go to school, when girls go to college, when they're going into work, blah, 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 all these type of things, they're going to be wearing at least, it's very rare for someone to not wear any sort of makeup at all. Or even if they're not wearing makeup, they'll brush their eyebrows or they'll brush their lashes, something that will make their looks enhanced. Whereas guys don't necessarily have, they don't feel like they have the ability to do the same thing. Yeah. So when you're seeing a guy, it's the guy fully natural. And I'm saying if there was a day where you went to school, that everyone, no one was allowed to wear makeup, no one was wearing an inch of makeup, I'm telling you, the people you think are absolutely beautiful, amazing, your opinions would change.
Yeah.
But is that a fair assessment?
I mean, I guess.
But you don't think it's not a fair assessment?
But BC is not just measured on that.
I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about pure aesthetics. Pure aesthetics.
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying, but it's a fact where it depends on how you, obviously we do have the privilege on makeup, but not everybody can do makeup.
But I'm saying having the ability to, it's almost imagine this is just complete hypothetical. Say there's 10 athletes, five of them can use performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Some of them will use extreme performance enhancing drugs, some will use little ones. But in any way, those five athletes are going to have an advantage or over the five athletes who are not allowed to use performing mm-hmm. instant hazard routes, or like who they're limited to it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you put those 10 people in a race, you're going to have more from that five who can have the performance enhancing drugs than the guys who can't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's my point. So I'm saying, even if women, like, there's going to be girls who can't do makeup, or there's going to be girls who don't want to wear makeup, they still have the ability to do it. Like, yeah. If you get a really nasty spot on your forehead, you can go and put concealer on it. Guys don't feel like they've got that ability to do so, which they can.
Yeah.
They could if they really wanted to. But in terms of socially, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not what it's expected.
But I guess that's kind of true. I can't even dispute that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think, obviously, I believe that there's more attractive women than attractive guys. Because so many times you'll see, and this is a number conversation that's going to lead into, where it's like, there's so many attractive girls who go for ugly guys. And you see the attractive girl and you're like, why the fuck are you with this guy when you're there and he's down there? Yeah. Like, where's this come from? But as in, like,
it's like Dami and India. Can we talk about it?
No. Dami's not ugly. Hey,
can I tell you something? Dami is not ugly. I'm not saying he's ugly, but I'm definitely thinking that India is like Dami and India. They're not on the same level of attractiveness yes. to me.
Okay,
and to society, and that's proven because everybody is talking about India over Dami. Yeah. Society.
Yes,
over,
because like, even no girls no, will talk about girls.
Not even talking about. Not even talk talking about girls, but everybody, as in guys and girls, will talk about India over Dami. That's just
100%. But I'm saying,
Wait, can I finish?
Go on.
I'm just saying that I think that Dami's not ugly, but when you go out with someone who's like longer than you, then they obviously bring, you're actually kind of like boosted into their standard.
Oh, 100%. It's like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah. So Jay-Z has no right. Yeah, exactly. So like, you see pretty celebrities and you're like, damn, like, why are you with this ugly munchkin? And it's like,
munchkin is crazy.
And it's also like, I don't know if you guys know, but you know SS Sniper Wolf?
Yeah.
Seven of
them, yeah.
She was with some ugly munchkin.
No. And he cheated on her.
And he cheated on her.
No, it was crazy.
And it's mad when you actually look at celebrities, the ones that get cheated on, the beautiful women or men, whatever. Mm-hmm. They always get cheated
But this is what I'm saying. So this is exactly my point. Saying, wait. This is like, you've spoken for a bit. Yeah. Let me just say this for a little bit. Yeah. So I'm going to say that when I ask girls and my friends why they're so like quick to be like, oh, I don't want to go for like pretty boys. It's because, they're so up themselves, all of this type of stuff. They're going to talk to more women. There's more of a chance for them to get hurt, essentially. But when you're hearing stories of, when you give these medium ugly guys, quote unquote, they're still gonna get big for their boots, and they're still gonna guys, if they want to cheat, they're gonna cheat. So you may as well get cheated on by someone who you found attractive in the first place. Yeah. This is my whole argument.
And another thing is that I feel like it will be less likely that someone who of your level will cheat on you.
Because you're on the same level. Yeah. They're gonna be more because if you're giving someone who's never had someone who is as beautiful as you.
Mm.
An opportunity to be with you, they're going to think now that they've got the ability to go and get people who are on your level, right? So you've boosted them, like, you've boosted what they think they can achieve,
mm-hmm.
right? Whereas if you're beautiful and you go out with someone who's beautiful, you guys know you're both worth, like, you're both worthy of each other.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weird, but you know what I'm trying mm-hmm. to say. You're both, like, within each other's league. You're not going to want to mess that up because you're like, wait, I've got something really good here. Someone who's a good representation of me. Like, because really and truly, I think people forget when you're in a relationship with someone, their representation of you as well, which is why it confuses me so much when beautiful girls go for ugly guys.
But what if, like, can we just talk about the other side of the spectrum? Obviously, there is a chance that those beautiful girls find them ugly men attractive. Mm-hmm. Like, to them, that's actually beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like as a whole, maybe we shouldn't judge it on that. But obviously, like, still, like, why the fuck are you going out with a guy that looks like that? But
no, because this is there's so many conflating messages in this conversation, because it's like, you can say everyone's beautiful, but that's objectively not true, because when, as you say, when people go on Love Island, when people come out with their couples, whether you're a big celebrity like Beyonce, whether you're a small high school couple, mm-hmm. people are going to talk, mm-hmm. people are going to be like, oh, this person's with this person. So anyway, like, optically, people are going to judge relationships forever anyway. That's just going to happen. As I said, if a girl's going to be like, oh, I don't want to date a pretty boy because they're going to, like, hurt me, and you give a chance to a medium ugly guy, that chance doesn't decrease just because you think they're less socially beautiful.
And last thing I will say on the topic is that, mm-hmm. like, from experience, I will tell you, girls, when you give a medium ugly guy a chance, not only do they change as in, like, their mentality, but the way they act as well. The way they will talk as well is, like, if they were to go and talk to another girl, they'll definitely think that they're of that caliber. So they'll talk as if they are a man of that caliber. Mm-hmm. The type of, and you know, for a girl, it's like, if a girl doesn't really mind what type of guy they go for, and they go for medium ugly guys, if they see a guy medium ugly talking of that caliber, that would already be a turn on for them. So I feel like that's the reason why medium ugly guys can get other good looking girls.
Okay.
Because they have, once you gas them that of that caliber, yeah, they can go out and look for other.
I've got a question. Do you know what I mean? I've got a question. So you see how, like, I forgot it. No, that's so annoying. But I was gonna, it was something along the lines of, you see how girls will go for like medium ugly guys. Why is it that why do you think it is that the medium ugly guys think that that is now an almost rite of passage for them to go and now date another band of women? Like, why do you think that changes something in their mind?
So I think it's to do with the like, because usually if you're ugly,
I was gonna say it before. No, so.
I don't like to say that, but let's be honest.
Just say it.
If you're ugly, usually in some way, either you know it in the front of your mind or the back of your mind,
or the side. Or in the middle.
Yeah, sure, why not? You have some sort of awareness of how attractive you are to other people.
Yeah.
So if you, let's say, okay, hold on. I'm so sorry. Okay. So if you have never been approached by an attractive woman, then of course you're still gonna have that in the back of your mind, but all of a sudden an attractive woman is now approaching you.
Yeah.
So it's kinda like a confidence boost. You know what? This person who's all the way up here,
yeah,
and me, I'm here down here.
Yeah.
Came for me.
That's fair.
Well, guess what? Because I've done it once, let me do it again. Because now I know that it's like an
I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Because the thing that I forgot was basically before, this is about me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before my glow up, yeah, you can see that I wasn't gonna get, like, I wasn't getting the attention before as I do now, like after. Mm. Uh-huh. And it's like when that transition happens, in my mind it's like it's so weird for me, because before it was like, okay, this is the type of woman, like, let's say women are on a scale of 1 to 10. My band before my glow up was probably like 5 to 6.5, pushing it. Mm-hmm. Now we can deal with anything.
Now you're living comfortably.
Now I can deal with anyone, right? But when the glow up first happened, I was still so used to being like, okay, this is the type of women that attracts. When pretty girls did come, I was like,
yeah,
why are you here? Like,
this is not what I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. This is weird. It's not something that I'm used to. So it does take time to adjust. But I feel like that's why if you give a medium ugly guy a chance, he's never been with a baddie.
Yeah.
That you'll never see the malice straight away. It takes time.
And I always agree with that. Because even for me guys, yeah. Like, obviously, when you grow up, I think all of us kind of grew up a little bit clapped, yeah?
Fine, I guess we were
a little bit clapped. So when I think that when you grow up a little bit clapped,
you have time to develop other things,
your personality, everything. And then obviously once, like, I'm gonna talk about how things change for you, like you started getting baddies.
Yeah
So obviously when I started getting good looking guys,
I guess
I haven't given them a chance. Guys, I'm still in that waiting period. Like, I know what you're talking about. Because for me, it's even still taking time.
Exactly.
But you can either choose to menace out and move mad, or you can choose to get used to.
You can either fall into it completely and be like, okay, there's this room that I was never allowed to be in, and now I've got a foot in the door. I'm not letting that door close.
Yeah.
Or you can be like, I'm gonna wait until I've got the key to the door.
Yeah.
And then go into that room.
So nobody, guys, honestly. Don't hate
the player, hate the game. Facts, guys. At the end of the day, if the person that you're talking to is for you, you'll find a way. And if they're not, it's not going to work. 100%. And that's just how the cookie's going to crumble. But anyway, that's the end of the first segment, guys. I think that was a really good first segment, though. Like, I was a bit worried at the beginning. I can't lie. I was a bit worried at the beginning where this was going to go. But I feel like that developed into a very good conversation.
So, guys, you know what to do. Get your popcorn, have a poo. That rhymed as well. And then we'll be back.
Have a popcorn, have a poo. No, that doesn't rhyme.
Okay, I'll say it again. Listen.
You know what to do?
Right.
Popcorn, have a poo.
Yes,
that's what rhymes.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said, no, you said, you know what to do. Go and get popcorn. Okay, cool. I'm going
to
say this.
Guys, we'll be back in a few. You know what to do. Go get some popcorn and have a poo.
Wow.
I guess.
And we'll
be
back after this little ad break.
All right, guys, hope you guys had a nice dookie before the ad break, during the ad break, maybe even after the ad break, because it was taking too long and you had to pause it because it started going into the next section. But you know how it is. When time has come for you to go to the dookie.
You got a dookie.
You got a dookie. But anyway, we're here for the second segment of the podcast. And guys, I feel like I already know where this is going to go. I don't expect a lot from the people around me right now. Let me introduce the topic, okay? So, basically, we're going to go around the circle. Dionne, are you going to take part in this or no? No, she's not, okay. So,
can we say Dionne?
You can say Dionne.
Okay.
All right, but, so guys, if you're on a desert island and you could only choose two out of the five people in this room to be on that desert island with you, who would you choose and why wouldn't you choose the other people?
Are we pointing?
You need to say their names and you need to say why you choose them and why you wouldn't choose the other people.
Okay, but can we point as well?
Why did you need to point?
Just say the name.
You want to point?
Alan Sugarhead as the one.
You.
No, like, all right, who wants to go first? I'll go first if you guys want. Right. So I think this is pretty obvious for me. Like, obviously, like, come on, bro. I'm thinking Danielle and Dionne. Like, they're my sisters. Come on, bro. Like, I've been with them their whole lives. Mm-hmm. And even though, like, they do really get on my nerves sometimes, like, we do have times where it's actually hilarious. And, like, if we're on a desert island, I feel like, actually, no, Danielle would stress me out on a desert island. And you wouldn't do anything. Like if we had to go and get a fire, Dionne would come and help me to get the firewood at least. You would not
Excuse
be climbing
me,
up
who's
no
the
trees.
Person
You'd not be climbing
that
up no
got
trees.
Got up from their beds to sleep in the chair today to watch me clean the whole living room.
What's that got to do with anything? Is that a desert island? Is that a desert island?
Don't call me lazy, babe.
I'm not calling you lazy. I'm saying, Daniela, if we're on a desert island, listen to the implications of this, yeah? If we're on a desert island, that means we're completely surrounded by water. There's probably wild animals on that island. You're not doing shit. You're not doing anything.
No, I will.
What would you do?
I'd probably like collect firewood, and that's the most I'm probably going to do.
Well, you go into the dense jungle of the island.
Okay.
In and amongst the snakes,
I'd collect water bottles
from where?
The sea.
You drink seawater.
No. Water bottles from the sea that would wash up onto the island. And when it rains, I'd put them into the sand so that they collect the rainwater. Then I would put the stove on because, you know, we've created a stove at
out
this
of
way,
what?
And then I'd purify the water.
Out of what, Daniela?
And you guys could have water to drink.
Daniela, if
Do
it's
you
rain,
know?
Daniela,
you
listen.
Know how
Daniela,
long the
listen.
Body can,
Daniela,
the human body can go without water.
Daniela, can you listen
Not
to me, please?
Long.
You don't need to purify rainwater. It's already pure.
Okay, well,
okay?
Anyway, you've got the rainwater so you can drink it. And if you didn't
So
have
what
that
you
rainwater,
did is get a bottle and put it in sand.
Yes.
That's what you're contributing to this
I
island.
I did not do that.
I could do that in 10 seconds.
You have to have the skill and agile.
Okay.
And you might have
the
skill
and
agile
is nasty.
You don't have
But anyway, I feel like Grace on a desert island, I feel like...
She'll be quite good.
I feel like Grace will be quite good. No, I'm thinking... This is what I'm thinking, yeah? I feel like Grace would be better than Danielle on Desert Island. I feel like you've got bonus points because you're my sister at this point. Like, Dionne would actually Dionne would actually help. But Grace, I feel like if on the desert island, she'd be stressed out, so she'd actually want to get stuff done. You wouldn't be stressed out at all. You'd be like, oh, it's sunny. Like, let me go lie down for
a
sec.
I would be stressed out.
Nah, you wouldn't. You'd be stressed out, but you wouldn't do anything. You'd be so stressed out, you wouldn't do anything.
Okay, well, if I was high, that would change everything.
So where are we getting ganja on a desert island? Where?
I'm just saying.
Let me know.
If I was high, that would change everything.
You know you're on the desert island for the rest of your life.
Like, yeah, we can't escape. Like, we need to create our own civilization on that island.
Okay, do you mean that? Can I have a further question? No, because when I asked earlier on, is this for entertainment purposes? You just want to, huh? When I said entertainment purposes, I mean, are we on a desert island that's like, oh, it's quite nice. There's a nice little house.
Or are we, is it life
life
or death?
It's life or death. It's
right,
life or death.
That's all I wanted to
know. Okay, okay.
Okay, life or death.
It's life or death.
No, you have to say why you don't want to be on the island with me.
Okay, with you, I just feel like like, you're just too much for me. I can't lie. Like, no. I see you like 5 times a year. I like it like that. Like, I feel like I don't need to see you anymore. No, do you know why? It's only because when you and Daniela are in the same room, you guys turn both of you into different people, and I don't like
what?
It.
What? How?
What?
Isn't like you not badly. Like, isn't like you just thrive off of each other's energy, and sometimes it's just like you guys become powerhouses. Like, you just become like the nucleus of the cell, and it's too much. Like, it's too much. Okay, it's
actually too much. Like, by herself, if I wasn't there, then she wouldn't be a powerhouse.
No, she'd just be that powerhouse of Diona.
Oh yeah.
So Elizabeth, you just make the girls like too much, like more. Like, you're like, you just add to their vavavim, and I don't need more added vavavim from them. Okay. Do you know what I mean? If it was just you, you'd do well.
Yeah.
But as in, like, because I know I'm taking at least one of them, Diona. Then,
wow.
You can't go. You can't go.
Anyway, okay?
I'm gonna.
Guys, I would pick Gideon because he's smart and I know I'd survive. And then I'd also probably pick, like, I would want to say Diona, but I'd be too scared. Like, what if she died? Guys, I'm telling you, like, if she died, I don't think I could. I'd probably kill myself. So I don't think I'd want to take her to such extreme
harm. Well, is it like if you're conditions. Responsible for her death, if like, you played a part?
I would probably be responsible.
You probably would be.
So, like, I wouldn't want
probably feed
that.
Her some raw ass poison.
Yeah, I don't want that to be on my conscience. So I'd probably take Grace. Because I. Okay.
You wouldn't know responsible.
No, it's because I know you wouldn't die, and I'm scared. But you Diona would die. She would definitely die.
Why would Diona definitely die?
Basically, say she cares about me and Diona more than Grace.
I just know that Grace wouldn't die.
So why would I die?
Why would Diona die? How would Diona die? But I wouldn't.
Okay, cool. Listen, let me explain myself, guys.
Okay.
One thing I will say is that, okay, I know everybody here has life skills and they could all probably survive on a desert island. But I'm saying, she's my younger sister. I don't want her to die on my, that's my baby.
Yeah, friends.
So I don't want to take her to somewhere that's so dangerous.
Okay, but what
about
you? And
then Elizabeth, you'd probably die. I don't know. You'd just probably die. She's probably just got survival skills. Okay, you know what? Whatever.
No, but to be fair, don't you go like camping for 3 weeks every summer?
I agree with her.
I saved everyone from the fire. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I saved everyone from the fire.
When there was a fire.
Wait, because there was a fire?
Yeah, there was a fire. And they blow up my sliders.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, to be honest, I did actually run to the safety pool, but still.
I just thought, like, you would, like, because, I don't know, she's just a great academic. And it's not even, like, you're not a great academic. It's just that, because you do, like, you're good at science.
The academics don't mean anything.
So on the desert island.
So you would stay on the rest of your life on the island with Grace and Gideon?
Yeah, no, maybe not. Exactly. And then that would be winning.
Exactly, so.
Yeah, no, I need some entertainment in my life. Sorry, Grace, I will not take you.
Oh. Damn. Wait, so your final choice is me and Elizabeth?
Yes, you and
Okay, why would you... Okay, you've explained as well. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Who's going next? You can go next.
So,
Elizabeth, yeah. Go.
So, first person I'll choose to go on a desert island would be Daniela, because obviously I need some entertainment. I feel like if I was on an island, I feel like I'd get very bored and I wouldn't even try to survive. I'll just...
Exist until you die.
I don't know between you three. Because I think I'll choose Diona, just because.
I wish you guys. I wish you guys could have seen the way that Elizabeth grabbed Diona's yum right now. She's like, "Yeah, I'll pick Diona." Yeah.
Guys, I can't lie. If it's me and Diona, okay. If it's me and Diona and Elizabeth, I think we have a high chance of surviving. But at the same time,
I feel like if it was me, you, and Gideon, we would not survive.
Why would we not?
I
feel like I'd get pissed off and kill both of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably be scared.
Diona would like she would get us into the right.
Yeah, she'll say it nicely as well.
Yeah,
she'll be like, "Guys, come on, we're gonna die."
Yeah,
but Gideon would be like, "Fucking come on, we're gonna die." And I'd be like, "Damn,
fairs.
To be honest, can I just ask you something? What if there was a lion? If there was a lion, then do you not think that this ended? Okay.
That was uncalled for.
But you know what else was uncalled for, Daniela?
What?
You touched
me.
Yes, you were.
No, you know. No. The way you just get an insult. insulting me. You know what?
Okay, I didn't mean to insult. I just said.
But you still did.
Do you know what it is? I said both pros on both sides. I said you're a very high academic. Do you know what I mean? I felt like I could.
I feel like you get stressed out on an island.
Are you scared of spiders?
Depends.
I am.
So, yeah, you're scared of spiders. Okay, so are you scared of heights?
No.
Do you swim?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm better.
Wait,
yeah.
And you're scared of heights?
No, I'm not scared of heights. I'm scared of dropping from a height.
Yeah, gee.
That's the same thing. If you're scared of heights, you're not scared that you're...
I'm not scared of going in the air. I'm just scared of...
Guys, she's not scared of nice. She's scared of being stabbed.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm just scared of the bad outcomes that can come.
She's not scared of... She's not scared of planes. She's scared of crashing. Like, come on, guys. There's a difference. There's other things.
Okay, let me give the reason why I don't want to take you two. Gideon, I'm not going to take you. I don't know. I just prefer them to.
Fair enough.
And then Grace, I ain't gonna take you because you be talking way too much for my liking. And honestly, I feel like you stress me out. You just stress me out. Honestly.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. What about you, Grace? Who are you taking?
I'm taking Deanna and Gideon.
Yeah. That's a good combo.
You guys are surviving.
Because the thing 100%. Is, I think you guys are right. I would get stressed out, but Deanna's calm energy would neutralize me.
And then Gideon's like quick pronto energy would make you like want to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, productivity.
I think you guys would be probably. The
that's the best trio. Yeah. That's the best trio.
I can't lie.
You two are unserious. If you literally said you would exist on the islands until you died. Like you're not doing anything.
Wanted to be high on the islands for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
No. Not even that. It's just that I know I'd be productive if I was.
But where are you getting the ganja from?
Excuse me, there probably would be
ganja. Where? From where?
Somewhere deep in the jungle.
So, wait, okay. Sorry, but would you be racing your resources to make it the...
I would travel. Okay, so no.
Wait. So once you get the ganja, what are you rolling it with? And what are you lighting it with?
Trees.
You're rolling it with what? Leaves?
Yes.
Leaves that burn and produce poisonous toxic gases.
Okay. Paper.
Paper from where?
A tree.
Daniela, you can't smoke paper.
A bark.
Daniela.
A bark. Bark from a tree.
Oh, my God.
Why can't you smoke bark?
And how are you going to cut the bark?
With a knife.
From where?
You can eat a knife.
Oh, my God.
A shark tooth.
And where are you getting the shark from?
The sea.
How are you catching the shark?
With my hand.
You can't swim.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Daniela, you're saying jumping off a desert island into open ocean to catch a shark. So you can. How are you getting out his tooth as well?
So guys,
no, how are you getting out his tooth?
Okay. Grace, first of all,
no.
Everybody needs to relax a bit. Tell me how you would survive on a desert island. What's the first thing you would do?
Fire.
Cry.
Yeah, I mean, fair, yeah, probably, yeah.
Cry.
Yeah, cry. Help me. Then fire. Make a fire, right?
With what? How?
You go get wood, yeah? Then you go get...
What if it's just rained?
What if it's just rained? Yeah. Then I guess we have to wait one day for the fire.
What if it rains every day?
Then that's not a desert island, is it? What's wrong with me? Sometimes I actually wonder if you're actually like, do you pay attention to conversations that we have? Like,
no.
Oh my God. Yeah, so you start off with a fire, yeah? Then you try and like sharpen a stick into a spear.
How do you sharpen it?
Off on a rock.
That's
you can make a knife out of a rock.
Shut up.
How do you carve a rock? How?
With another rock.
Oh my God.
Wrong,
Daniela, I hate you.
Guys, I'm telling you, if I was high, I'd find a way.
Daniela.
And I would beat all of you guys.
Daniela, your
guys,
idea.
Say
no,
if
your
we were all in the Hunger Games, yeah? Minus all the killing. Yeah, actually, no, not minus all the killing. Just say that.
If we were in the Hunger Games and it was just us five, I'm winning. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah,
I would have said that.
I think I would come second.
I'd probably kill myself. Because I wouldn't want you guys to
You get finessed by some gas that comes. Yeah. You just be too slow.
Oh my God, guys. The Hunger Games scared me. It traumatized me when I watched it. Do you know? Okay. I don't know if you guys are going to remember the bit where who's watched it here? Okay. You know the bit where the poisonous gas comes?
Yeah.
And then they all like have like bumps in their skin and they have to go into the water?
Yeah.
One thing that I will say. Why does Katniss moan when she's hurt? Like, why does she...
Because she's hurt.
Yeah, but why does she like... When you're hurt, what sound do you make? Yeah, that, like, but she does not make that sound.
Yeah, she's not off.
Okay,
fair. Come on, bro. Think about it. But anyway, guys, on to the next topic of conversation.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Okay.
I know it's kind of like off topic, but
go on.
when, okay, you know when you were younger, guys, did you ever see your parents cry after they hit themselves on something? Say they hit
themselves. Isn't like they stub their toe on, yeah. Like, okay.
I like they would always go like...
They just...
And yeah. Then as a younger person, I never understood why they wouldn't cry. But now I just don't cry.
Yeah, why like, would you... No, imagine like, stubbing your toe and crying.
You know when you cry, do you feel stupid?
I generally haven't, like... I haven't cried in ages, so I don't know.
After a while of crying, I'll cry for like 2 minutes and I'll be like, why am I actually crying?
That's why I don't cry. Like, it's just a waste of time.
That's the point of crying.
No, it's a waste of time. No, we can talk about this right now. We can talk about this now because I know you're going to have a completely opposite opinion. You're going to have a complete opposite opinion to me. But I'm going to show you that my opinion is the correct opinion.
Sure, right? Why not?
So, right. The reason why I don't cry is because personally, I believe that crying doesn't achieve anything.
It makes you tired.
It makes you tired. It makes you feel like shit. Here. Like, you just, after you cry, even when you stopped crying, you still have that for a you good know. Solid 10 minutes. It's not fun.
You know,
yeah?
Like, after your mom slaps you when you're younger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, I hate my life.
Like, you just be in your room, like, you've calmed down, you're still breathing hard, but you're not crying yet. And, you're just,
and if you're Deonna, you're just going to sleep.
Yeah, no, Deonna just sleeps when she's mad, yeah, but, this is what I say, yeah. So you'll cry for like 10 minutes or whatever, yeah. You'll have this, yeah, after that, yeah. So now you say it's 20 minutes. After that 20 minutes, whatever's upset you, that problem is not going to wait. You've just wasted 20 minutes of your life. Now you feel worse than you did before.
And it's just self-pity.
It's just, exactly. Now you're just going to, nothing's been achieved
instead
by you crying.
Instead of crying, obviously crying is healthy, but instead of crying, I'd probably find a way to fix it. And if I cannot fix it, I'd probably...
Then why are you crying? If there's nothing you can do to fix the situation, why are you crying about it?
Honestly, I think that crying is a great way...
No, go on.
No, because I'm realizing what I'm saying and I sound like a hippie or whatever, but like crying is a good way to tap into your negative emotions so that they don't build up. Like if you like, obviously, I'm not saying like once a week you should schedule like regular crying sessions or whatever.
Yeah.
But like if something has upset you,
it's not bad to cry.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying it's not bad to cry. It's bad to cry a lot.
Yeah, a lot, obviously. But like the thing is, crying, it's not productive. I know it's not productive. But sometimes after a good cry and your head, it begins to clear a little bit.
Guys, no. You can see the hand. No, but do you know what, guys?
You're spitting to you,
Grace, whenever she spits facts, yeah, this is how you know she's you're made for this life. I can't lie. I do want you to be on the pod again.
Yeah.
Because... Uh-huh. The hand movements that come with particular podcasters, that's how you know you're built for the line.
Yeah, facts.
You have to have a certain hand movement. You see what I'm doing right now?
she's just tossing it, like. Tossing it. Like.
You know uh-huh. what I mean? Anyway, continue what you're saying. You have to cry. It's healthy.
Like, obviously, it's not productive. It's not like as if you cry, all of a sudden your life will get better. But the thing is, it's good for you. Like, crying is like... I'm making this up here.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to shit, but just go.
But like,
go.
And like, crying is a good way for you to know you need to take a break for you to because to fully be able to operate your mind clearly.
Yeah.
Like, not obviously, not like straight after a cry, but sometimes after that, you'll even realize, wow. Why was I crying? Because I don't think it's a bad thing to be like, why was I crying? Because it puts your feelings into perspective,
right,
crying.
Right.
And also, it's good for the body.
Yeah.
Okay,
releasing
but...
Releasing those toxins.
Yeah,
okay,
toxins
right,
and whatever.
Right. Okay. But now I'm going to ask you a question, right?
Uh-huh.
Is crying the only way you can release your emotion?
Yeah. I think it's the best way to release your emotion.
So you think it's better to cry than to, like, write down how you're feeling?
Does that?
I do. And I think it's
honestly,
a very, very healthy
if you write
thing.
Down how... I'm telling you right now,
honestly,
if you write down how you feel instead of crying, you first
honestly,
of all... Because instead of... Sorry.
No.
But instead of crying, because as you said, crying will consume time. And then after, you'll feel bad that you've cried.
So write and consume time.
Yeah,
but
I know, but it's like...
Time,
you can be,
but then
you can
look
there.
Back at that and be like... And you can add on to it.
Exactly.
You can be like, now I've... seen that and I've
I can
kind of
see
grown
how yeah I
that.
See how I felt in that
yeah.
in that position that I was in. I can go back to it and see how exactly I was thinking in that position. When you cry, you don't remember, like,
yeah.
you can remember that you're crying,
but you don't remember,
you don't remember
feelings.
What
yeah.
you don't necessarily remember what made you cry, what exactly you were mad at.
Mm-hmm.
If you're angry in a situation and you go into your notes on your phone and you type in, I'm angry on this date because of this thing that happened, and it's because of this thing I feel this type of way. If you write that down, I promise you, when you go back to that, even if it's not intentional, you're just scrolling through your notes, you go back to it and you see, you have the ability to see the patterns in how you
yeah.
react to things when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're angry, all of this type of stuff. rather than just crying, because crying, really and truly, guys, you're just lubricating your face. You can actually do that by washing your face with the water. Oh my God.
Also, after you cry, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if we have like salt or anything in our tears, but it just doesn't feel right. Yes, they're salty. Okay, cool, yeah. Yeah, because like when you taste them as well, like it has a little bit of a tang. Okay. Anyway. But what do you call it? Like, when.
A tang.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, you know, like, have you ever, like, cried and, like, the tears
salty coming and a tang are two different things.
That is actually very true.
Yeah. Tang is kind of, like...
nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, my tears are nasty.
Sorry, keep going.
I wouldn't be able to remember anyway. I can't remember the last time I cried. But it's, like, when you cry, I can't even remember what I was saying. But back to the topic, I feel like crying is healthy, but I think a healthier way of, like, dealing with your emotions, whether it's, like, angry, upset, or anything, just write it down and, like... you can come back and then, you know, improve yourself.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's just completely necessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Like, I'm not saying that writing down your emotions is a bad thing. But, like, for me personally, because there was the one time I was on a very bad experience. It was really annoying and everything. So I was like, you know what? I'm angry. You know what? Instead of being a wuss and crying with all these people around me, let me write it down. So I had my book or whatever. I was writing down my emotions. And then when I came to flip past it, because I was sorting out my space for, to make space for sick form stuff or whatever. So as I was came back to look at it, I was just like, because like the thing is, like what I went through, it wasn't even that bad. Let me be honest, like it wasn't that bad of an experience. No, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't like
out of 10 dramatic. Like 6, 7.
I don't want to answer that because like what I would call it a 9.
If it's a 9 to you, it's a 9. No, if it's a 9, why should you tell the story?
No, like, but it's not like a 9. It's like, oh, it's a 9.
Okay,
like,
I guess.
Like, honest, like, in a normal person's eyes, it would probably be a 3. But to be honest, I was just, honestly, I spent the entire trip angry or upset.
Okay.
So,
but if it's a 9 to you, it's a 9.
Then it's valid. But it's like, don't you feel like if after you, like, wrote it down and you came back to it feeling like, well, it wasn't even that deep, don't you feel better than if you cried? Obviously, you wouldn't cry outside. Uh-huh. But if you came home and started crying about the situation, then wouldn't you just feel more shit about the situation?
Wait, sorry. Can you say that again?
Like, don't you feel happier that you wrote it down and then you came back to it at a later date thinking,
well, I was crying?
Yeah. Like, because for me personally, I already don't really have that great handwriting or whatever.
Yeah,
we and then...
Joking.
No, you're right. No, that's different. Madness. It's fine. It's fine. I know, it's awful. But the thing is, that's when I'm in an actual thinking mood. But when I was upset, because let me, honestly, I'm being dramatic and everything, but that was honestly awful. My headspace was not in the right position. So, like, oh, I was just not in the right mind. So I was here writing all this stuff, and I was like... Like, first of all, for me personally, I feel like what you guys are saying is right, but at the same time, it's not, no, like... I get the writing down thing, but for me personally, it's just inefficient. Cause like, I'm not. Am I supposed to like carry a notebook in my bag every day?
No, your notes.
No, wait,
your phone.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No, no. Okay, fair enough. But like for me personally, cause I like talking.
Then voice record.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Like I prefer voice recording to writing there, cause like especially cause like the speed at which my mind goes compared to my hand is already going faster than my hand. Yeah. But then like if you add the emotions in, the emotions are like the gasoline to the fuel. No,
the gasoline to the fuel.
The fuel to the fire.
Yeah, and it's like it just.
I agree as well, cause sometimes I've never tried writing down like with a pen. Like about my emotions, but I would definitely feel stupid because it's like my thoughts are going so quick, and then I'm writing it down on the page, and I'm just like, "What am I? Am I white? Is my name Penelope?
Penelope?
My mother wouldn't let me have a scone today. Like, no. Like I just feel stupid. So I feel like in that case, you should just like do a voice note.
Yes. All right. I feel like that's good
that
discussion.
Was a fun conversation.
Fun conversation. Yeah. We've got one more segment that I've literally just thought of just now. Okay, and we'll come to it. After this ad break, guys, so I'll see you in a second. All right, guys, this is probably going to be the last segment, the final segment of this podcast. Obviously, this podcast is coming out on Christmas Day, Jesus' birthday, according to... tradition. Apparently it's not. Some conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, guys, we got bombarded by our mum telling us.
Oh, no, nah, this, no. Nah. yesterday, yeah.
And
oh,
she was like, my God. Guys, I have a really serious video to show you. And she went through her WhatsApp and she was like, no, it's very serious, guys. You need to watch it. And the video was like, what did it say?
It was like, okay, so you might be thinking that Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birthday.
And it had this music at the back. Okay, keep talking.
But actually... no, I can't take it seriously. Wait.
But, yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, hang on. Wait. He was like, right. But actually, our scientists have revealed that Jesus' birthday was probably closer to September. And then he started going off so randomly. Like, at first, it was so normal.
He said the god of Horus.
Yeah, he started talking about the eye of Horus, killing babies, all this stuff. And then he started talking about orgies. And I was like, orgies? I was like, nah, bro.
Your mum showed you.
Yes.
She was like, this is serious.
Yes. I was like, nah, bro, this is not real. But anyway.
Wait, was she there when you watched it?
Yes, she was holding her phone. I mean, Daniela looked at each other. I definitely think
our mum was going through something like that because she was like,
even just the comments she was making. She was just,
sometimes I think, why am I here?
And I was just like, mum, see, calm down, please. Go to bed, okay? just sleep this one off, please. But anyway, the topic of conversation now is obviously it's Christmas. Have you guys felt at all festive this Christmas? And do you think in your minds, Christmas as we grow older is becoming less and less festive? Oh my God, guys, I swear to God, you know, if it is,
I always talk after he asks the question, so I want to give everybody else a chance to explain.
A chance, okay. So, yes, Christmas definitely gets less festive, but I don't really think that, it depends, like, what do you mean getting older? No, wait, hold on.
You were like, I want to give her a chance.
When we were younger, I feel like it was a lot more like we were Christians, right?
Yes.
Well, past tense.
Yeah, I know, past tense. But like, and obviously, like, we were into that, and it was obviously like Jesus's birthday, even though it was like whatever. So like, I feel like that's the reason why Christmas is so celebrated. But now, because we're overall moving towards like a more atheist society, Christmas is like the pinnacle of Christianity, you know. So.
What? No, just go on. Sorry, I'm trying to think what I'm saying.
So, like, I feel like as we move away from, like, religion and stuff like that, we're moving away from the traditional ideas of Christmas. And it's, yeah.
As in it being about Jesus and Christianity. Okay, first, I feel like it's become... I feel like, I don't know where it is. I feel like we're just used to it now. It's just, obviously, when you're children, it's still new to you, innit? Because you're just like, oh, yeah, it's Christmas, you get presents. It's more pandered towards children. Like, Christmas is more... for the kids, really. Like, for the adults, they don't really care. Like, they'll get drunk, but the adults get drunk whenever they want. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's not special for adults, but it's just another party almost. But for children, it's like, children don't get given gifts all the time. Mm. So they're obviously going to hold Christmas in a higher regard. And obviously, we didn't even gift like that until, like, recently. Yeah. So even just then, it was just things that happened that weren't usual to your life, whatever you do with your family on Christmas. That's what made it special. But obviously, as you continually do that, you get used to what you do and it just gets harder for you to get into that bag. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You see the same Christmas adverts. You hear the same Christmas songs. Can we talk about that as well? Why a Christmas song? Like, why is no one making new Christmas music?
It's because they're all set. Even if you make new Christmas music, it's just the same thing.
I'm sick and tired of hearing Mariah Carey. Like, what? It's a good song.
Okay.
But I swear to God, someone needs to... Like, there has to be a new one. When did that song come out?
2010, I think.
Mariah? What? No way. Nah, bro.
Guys,
way earlier.
It's kind of crazy, yeah?
Yeah.
But why isn't there, like... Why don't, like... Okay, and this is kind of crazy, so you guys can argue if you want, but, like, why is it only the white artists making Christmas music? Like, why don't, like... Why doesn't...
we make gospel music.
I know, but it's like... What if Burna Boy made, like...
Don't you ever...
Burna Boy made the Christmas album.
No.
I would listen to it.
Guys, can I say, is that...
Bryson Tiller made a Christmas album last year. How did that do?
Not that good.
Exactly. So who's people that? Don't do that.
2009.
Yeah. No, really?
That's when it came out on YouTube.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. So ask Google.
Anyway... But for me, like, Christmas has always been kind of crazy because I remember going to primary school and I went to a white school, innit? Like, there was barely any Negroes. And that has nothing to do
with... Is this the first or second? 94. Yeah. All I Want for Christmas came out in 94.
It has nothing to do with the point, guys. But I just do remember my white friends going, guys, what are you asking for Christmas? And I used to lie and be like, oh, I'll probably ask for like a watch, a phone, you know, a bit of jewelry. And I never used to get it. Why? Because my parents never lied to me saying that Father Christmas.
Yeah, no, this that's also a thing as well. Because you know the other day when we were watching the 4 o'clock club Christmas episode, season 3, episode 1, right? So when we were watching that, we were like, there was these two kids that just kept getting in the way. And then a guy who was in school was talking to his friend who was in school. And obviously he was talking about Santa like Santa isn't real because Santa is not real.
Yeah.
And then the girl he was talking to was blaming him for letting the children hear it, even though the children came out of nowhere, spawned out of nowhere. Like, just stop lying to kids saying that Santa
just
is real.
Tell them that the presents are from you.
Yeah, just say that we'll give you presents on Christmas. I don't understand. If they're getting presents, I genuinely don't think they care where it comes from.
Literally. Like, but obviously, when I have a child, I don't know if I'll probably lie about Father Christmas, whatever, because it does make it a little bit more festive. But it's just the thing where it's like, we never got that lie that it's like, oh, even if we did, I probably like figured it out myself because we do not have a chimney. So where the fuck
exactly? Thank you.
Where the fuck is
like, this is what I'm saying. So, like
if
just
you live
makes
in a
sense.
Flat or a house with no chimney, do not go out of your way.
Exactly. Stop lying.
A carrot. Oh, the reindeer ate the carrot.
Carrots, milks, and cookies, babe. For them to sit there overnight and get dusty and hard.
It's the white people. They just keep it to themselves.
Brav, I genuinely don't understand why. What about you, Elizabeth? Christmas. How you feel about it?
I feel like when you're younger, getting presents is way more special than now, because when like now you can ask your parents what you want and they'll give it to you, but like most of the time they don't even wrap it up for you. They just like, they give you the money to go and get it.
Yeah.
Or like you already know. When you're younger, you don't know. You have the opportunity to see the surprise that's within the box.
Yeah, first.
Honestly,
Go on.
I was just gonna say, like, when you're younger, obviously you're not here spending your own money.
That's so true.
Going to go buy Christmas gifts
for other people as well.
Like, you're receiving the gifts. Like, you don't have to take part in any
thought process
behind it. You get to receive it. But now, this year, it was just one secret Santa.
That I was literally about to ask what about
that
Secret Santa.
That was hell. It was so difficult having to think of, first of all, how much money to spend. Because the Secret Santa I got... Did I know her? Yeah, I do. I kind of know her. But the thing is, no, it was just all stress overall. Trying to think of a gift that proves you know them, Santa's, that they'll enjoy. Because obviously, like, why would you want to get someone a gift that they don't like? But why would you want, like, no, it's all stress.
I was going to ask whether you think Secret Santa's work.
I hate Secret Santa.
I think it's nasty unless you should not be doing Secret Santa in a group bigger than, like, 5.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No. I feel like it's cute, but it's also, I feel like it could be cute in like a workplace where everybody knows everyone.
Yeah.
And you kind of know what everybody would want.
There should also be a max amount of money.
Yeah, because it's like, what if you're best spending money on this person and they get you something that's like.
Because I remember I did a Secret Santa. This was when I was still in Army Cadets, yeah? We did Secret Santa in Army Cadets. And I got, what did I get this person? I got this person something nice. It was definitely over like £30. Mm. And they gave us the limit. The limit was 50. So I was like, let me just get in the middle. Mm. And I was like, okay, fine. I got back some nasty, like, £2 headphones, a little tin of sweets that was at max £2 from TK Maxx, yeah? And some dusty little mittens that were, again, maximum £2.
And who wears mittens?
Thank you. They weren't gloves. They were mittens, as in, like, the whole top, the four fingers.
Can I tell you what was the shit when I was in primary school, yeah? You know them little mittens where it's like, they'll kind of like half cut like short gloves, but then you could pull it over and it would be a mitten. Do you know what I mean?
That stuff was nasty.
But no, I can't lie. People who wear mittens, as in you can't even actually even use your phone. You don't have individual spaces for your fingers. It's just one. It's a sock for your hand.
No, mums.
It's a sock for your hand.
Mittens are so nasty. Like they don't make no sense.
Yeah.
They make no sense at all. But and then also, I feel like Christmas dinner as well. Christmas dinner. Like roast dinners
at school,
like as in like traditional roast dinners, because obviously we
at
ain't
home
eating
or
that
at
roast.
School?
No, at school.
Okay, yeah.
No, because I just mean like traditional roast dinners that people have. Like, why are people having turkey still? Move
I
on.
It was an American.
No,
thing.
No, no. Honestly. Move on.
Tell me how you're supposed to make a turkey nice.
Turkey, like, because people be like, oh yeah, like people who complain about having turkey on Christmas, like it's just dry, But I'm just like, guys. Why are we still having... Why is it that the exact same thing you're going to have this year for Christmas is probably what you're going to have for most people in the next 10 years on Christmas?
Sad.
Like, change something. Add something a little different.
And
do you know what I mean?
It's not like you have to have roasted... Why do we have to have roasted dinner?
Thank you. Why can't it just be everyone's favorite meals cooked, yeah, and it's just a banquet. Why can't it just be a banquet of food?
Yeah.
Why is it? No. Do you? Do you have roast dinners on Christmas?
I don't. Wait, what?
Do you have roast dinners on Christmas?
Here.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, let me know.
No. I know, but like, have you ever?
No.
This is what I'm saying. So at home, we don't have roast dinners on Christmas. We normally have that on like New Year's, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's when we'll have the roast dinner. But even just in general, because with now I'm talking about white people. White people will have roast dinners throughout the year, like just regularly throughout the year.
Some
people will have it every week or every other week.
In fact, they like
to sit around the table with each other as well.
Exactly. and socialize as a family.
That is so Caucasian. Like,
no, but I'm so sorry. Like, as in, we have to sit on the table. Like, nobody can sit on the sofa.
And prayer.
Yeah. Oh, guys, like.
Obviously, the prayer thing is a little insensitive, but that's nice. No, sitting in a circle and actually gaining in your family.
Guys, wait.
Like, say grace. Like,
there's no sound. You can just hear people chewing.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Have a radio and Christmas music in the background.
That's how you'd have it, yeah. But I'm saying that the people who I've seen have, like, people who I've seen, like, send me snaps of their Christmas dinners, like, in the last couple of years.
It always looks like poo.
It always looks shit. No, it looks so bad. Blimey. The meat looks unseasoned. The roasties looked absolutely not crispy at all. They look wet. Like, they actually look soggy. Like, nothing looks nice, okay? The broccoli looks oversteamed.
Can we actually talk brown now. Over gassing Toby Covery. I don't know if you guys know what Toby Covery is. It's like this shop, this place, the restaurant.
Yeah.
That, like, cook. Like,
they just buffet, do roast. That's the only thing they do is roast. That's and the only thing.
If you're from East.
In our area.
You always guess it. That was like, oh my God, it's so nice Toby Covery.
No, stop it. Stop it.
And there's this other place. I don't know if you know what it's called, but I forgot what it's actually called. But it's like Pie and Mash. Pie and Mash. This place called Pie and Mash.
The one in Wanstead.
Yeah, that people go to.
Robins.
Yes. And it's disgusting. They have some green sauce that you put on the top. I remember being in year seven and that, like,
what's that sauce? What is that sauce?
And they take a picture.
Not pesto. It's not pesto. No, it's way too saucy to be pesto.
And they just take a picture of it. And I'm telling you, it looks like actual.
It reminds me of what I think the Tudors ate. Like, you know when you're in school and you're talking about what the Tudors used to eat and they're like jellied eel and that.
Mm.
That is in the same category. That green, whatever the flip that people are putting on their steak and kidney pie. Chill out.
Chill out.
But anyway, guys, unless anyone's got anything else to say.
No.
Nah?
Wait, sorry.
Go on.
Hold on. What did you say? No, because the thing is, I thought of something that was kind of interesting to say, and then I forgot about it because you start talking about Pie and Mash.
No,
and
Toby disgusting. Covery.
Toby Covery, the place that does just roast dinners.
Oh, yeah. What if that's people's culture?
Who's culture?
Who's culture's roast dinner?
I'm just saying, where do we live?
England.
Yeah, we can't complain. Like, this is the.
Roast dinner is definitely not London culture.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish. Go on. We live in London.
Right.
London is known as a melting pot.
Yes.
Therefore, it makes sense.
It does make sense. We can't complain. No, it makes sense.
No, because let's think about this. We're just eating in Selena or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that normal to the white people?
No, it's not. That's fine. But I'm saying, yeah. When this is the thing as well that gets me about roast dinners, it's that the white people will have it at home on the Sunday every week. And then they'll come into school and they'll have it every week on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right?
And then... Oh, yeah. They'll go to the shop. Restaurants.
Yeah, and then they'll order a roast dinner when they go out to that shop for their birthdays or whatever.
White people just love potatoes.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this is a question I always once ask people. Grace, Elizabeth, rank carbohydrates, rice, pasta, bread, potatoes. Rank them, please. One to four. Is your name Grace or Elizabeth?
How would you
pasta, bread, potatoes.
Pasta at the bottom.
Why? Yes,
pasta at the bottom.
What would you rather eat? Number one is what you'd eat the most.
Rice.
Rice is...
Wait, what was it? What are they?
Rice, pasta, bread, potatoes.
Rice.
Rice is your favourite out of those four?
Yes.
Why?
Because you can make anything out of rice. You can have any sauce with rice and it just
You
works.
Can have any sauce with pasta.
Oh, you? No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Can you have bignon with pasta?
No, that's a different type. No, I hate you. You can have any type of sauce. Like, they're different types of sauces, obviously. The hell? No, that's nasty. But anyway, like... No, stop. Grace, you took the piss.
I'm not even trying to take the piss.
No, listen.
I'm just There's certain sauces that don't work with pasta.
Obviously, there's certain sauces that don't work with everything.
Everything just works with rice.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, what do you mean?
Do you, have you ever had cheesy rice?
Cheesy rice? Is cheese a sauce?
You can do you, macaroni.
Is that still a sauce?
Macaroni cheese, like you a white sauce, a cheese sauce. You put
that
with pasta.
I bet someone's tried that. Put like
that's chicken. Nasty. Imagine having Simon a cheesy rice. Simon definitely has that boy.
I don't think having cheesy rice would be that bad.
I thought no wait. I feel like Simon is the closest thing I know in my life to Junior from my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Simon is the closest to Junior in my wife.
But guys, I will say, I know you never asked for my opinion, Gideon, but I'm gonna say it. I think that pasta is the most best because it's the most like okay, obviously it's not the most versatile. I think potatoes are the best versatile, but potato is disgusting, guys.
Potatoes taste the same in every single format.
Exactly, like mashed potato. Irish potato is different. I will eat Irish potato because Irish potato tastes good. Like wait, I don't know what it is, but Irish potato tastes different to any other potato I've ever had. Like it just has some different type of taste to it.
Because it's Irish.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is Irish?
Your mum.
Boston Celtics. Anyway, guys.
Yeah, he's proud of himself.
Plug anything. Do you want to plug anything?
No. Plug what?
Like, do you want to shout your Instagrams out? Absolutely whatever. Not. I don't know. TikToks. Anything.
But people know who I am, guys.
Shut up. Oh my days. You are on my podcast. You are on my podcast. Okay. Yeah. Calm down.
Comfortably.
Remember who put you on.
Remember who's keeping your visa.
Is that how it is? Is that how you think it is? Okay, that's fine. Guys, 2023 will not see Danny on the podcast.
Oh, that's fine.
But anyway.
Guys, make sure you tune into mine and Elizabeth's podcast.
Okay, we'd like to... What's the name?
What's the name?
Yeah, what platform's it on? Yeah? What's the cover art look like, guys?
It will definitely be coming out.
Okay, anyway, when it does, have fun. Anyway.
I'm coming back.
Hey, please do. I feel like Grace did really well. I feel like you got really nervous. At the beginning, you were quite nervous.
I was stressed for no reason. This was fun. I'm coming back
next time. As you got into it,
Elizabeth,
it was fun.
Will you be coming back?
Yeah, what's your opinion so far? Elizabeth's complained about the topics, but Elizabeth complains, so.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
What's the question?
What was your experience like on the podcast?
It was all right.
Daniela?
It was great. As well.
Diona, how was it listening to the podcast?
Experience.
Wow. Deanna's now spoken twice on the podcast.
Touch it.
Anyway, guys, until next time, don't die, don't commit suicide, and peace.